What's going on, guys? Harrison and Henry back for another news report, ABC 2.9.
In the 1920s, the Harding administration took over the U.S. The Harding administration's goals were to help increase the economic policies and encourage growth within the government. Back to you, Henry.
Harding hired Andrew Mellon, Secretary of the Treasury, and Herbert, who worked with the business and labor leaders to achieve voluntary advancements. But some officials betrayed the public trust. Warren G. Harding and Vice President Calvin Coolidge wanted a conservative government that benefited business, promoted the policy of laissez-faire for business, named commissioners who favored government deregulation of business. Secretary of Treasury Andrew Mellon wanted a conservative government that benefited business, promoted the policy of laissez-faire for business, sponsored the Mellon Plan, which reduced taxes for businesses, lowered taxes for the wealthy, often business owners.
Back to you, Harrison.
Thanks, Henry. Harding himself never saw the full effects of the Teapot Dome scandal. In fact, he only had a growing suspicion that his friends were up to no good. But that was enough. As he said to keep him walking on Fort Knox, in July 1923, he visited Alaska during a speaking tour. On Harding's return voyage, he suffered a heart attack and died. Americans are mourning as they figure out Harding's death. Back to you, Henry.
Thanks, Harrison. Well, political sharpies out to make a quick buck had no place in the Coolidge administration. Neither did progressives who believed in an activist government bent on sweeping reforms. Business leaders had the support of the White House. Coolidge admired productive business leaders. Coolidge's famous quote, "The business of America is business." However, this approach to the economy, Coolidge continued to follow the goals of the Secretary of Treasury, Mellon, by reducing the national debt. Mellon's income cut taxes, which resolved some problems, but there was also still some problems remaining. Back to you, Harrison.
Thank you, Henry. Yet again, as always, problems begin to arise. Farmers are now struggling to keep their land as prices of their goods keep falling. Labor unions demanding higher wages and better working conditions. African Americans also face severe discrimination, especially in the South, where the Jim Crow laws made enforced segregation a way of life. While World War I was a turning point for the United States in the realm of foreign affairs, the nation is still unsure of the requirements of its new status. Citizens all across the nation agreed that the war must never happen again. One of these solutions, being called the Washington Naval Disarmament Conference, was to help other countries disarm their navies before they get too big, causing militaristic ideas and other wars. A later attempt to prevent war was the Kellogg-Briand Pact. Secretary of State Frank B. Kellogg and the French Foreign Minister Aristide Briand drew up a treaty to outlaw war as an instrument of national policy. Back to you, Henry.
Thanks, Harrison. Well, in 1924, an agreement known as the Das Plan arranged U.S. loans to Germany by enabling Germany to make reparation payments to Britain and France. The Das Plan helped Britain and France repay their debts to the United States. But of course, the entire scheme was financed by U.S. money. So, in the end, the war debt situation damaged America's reputation in the eyes of the world.
Thank you for listening to ABC 2.8.
Here we go.
Have a good night.